What about Confucianism? Confucius himself was undoubtedly a new man, though, if we may say so, perhaps not a new man of the very highest type. And his teaching, his actual teaching, so far as recorded, has very strong ethnic characteristics. In any case, it's confined to China, and rather identified with Chinese culture, or at least with certain important aspects of Chinese culture, not quite with all of them. And Confucianism, as we know, stresses very much group relationships and responsibilities. It stresses things like filial piety, that from birth, from your own birth to the time of your father and mother's death, you should be under their control. In a sense, you never really grow up. Confucianism also stresses loyalty to the ruler. It stresses civic duties and responsibilities and so on. But at the same time, Confucianism, or at least Confucius, did very definitely inculcate some individual values, such as self-respect, mindfulness of one's own actions, and mindfulness of and for other people. It also stressed very much independence of judgment. You weren't bound to serve a bad ruler, for instance. But on the whole, we may say, Confucianism is an ethnic religion, and perhaps in the course of time it became even more ethnic than it originally was in Confucius's own time. Then what about Taoism? Taoism, one must admit, is a rather curious case. It's confined to China, and it is identified to some extent with Chinese culture. But potentially, I think we may say, Taoism is a universal religion. But unfortunately, it very quickly degenerated. It was certainly highly individual, not to say individualistic, certainly in the text known as the Tao Te Ching. One might even say that Taoism, in its original primitive form, is anarchistic. It's opposed to civilization as such. It's opposed to the collective. It wants to give up the refinements of civilization. It wants to go back to primitive simplicity. It preaches a return to nature, return to naturalness. But sometimes it seems to advocate a return from the collective to the pre-collective, that is, to primitive human existence before the time of the river valley civilizations and so on, rather than an advance from the collective to the new man. Nevertheless, we may say that its cosmic intuitions, its cosmic insights, as we may call them, are of value at all levels of human evolution, whether lower or whether higher. We can probably regard Taoism as a quasi-ethnic system which teaches advance to the new in terms of retreat to the old. For this reason, perhaps Taoism never really got started. If we want to describe it or characterize it at its best, we can call it a transcendental primitivism. And it remains, still, for many people, the solace of the lonely individualist. Now, what about Shinto? Shinto literally means the way of the gods, and the gods, of course, are the gods of Japan, gods of the land of the rising sun. And we're told in Japanese history, or at least Japanese mythology, that, if the Japanese take it seriously, that the gods created Japan first, before the rest of the world. First of all came Japan, the land of the rising sun, and after that all the other countries were created. So Shinto, we can say very definitely, is an ethnic religion. No need to go into this very far. Its relationship with Buddhism, by the way, is a very interesting and very instructive chapter in the history of comparative religion. Well, we've no time to discuss it now. We have to come now rather nearer home. We have to come to Zoroastrianism. What about that? Zoroastrianism very definitely is a universal religion, but again with some ethnic features. Zoroastrianism never spread very much beyond the boundaries of the Persian Empire, though it did have a single founder, Spitama Zarathustra, who on the whole stressed individual rather than collective values. And it is perhaps incidentally of significance that he was strongly opposed by the Magi, that is to say the hereditary priests of the old Persian ethnic religion, just as the Buddha was opposed by the Brahmins. Then again, Judaism. Judaism very definitely is an ethnic religion, even though later on in its history it developed some universal features. It's confined to a single blood-related, in principle blood-related group, that is to say, the Jewish people. And it has, of course, a very strong identification with a particular geographical area, that is to say, with Palestine. And it's very significant that after 2,000 years, the Jews returned, some of them at least, to Palestine. No Western Buddhist, one might say, certainly no English Buddhist, would think in terms of returning to northeastern India just because that was where Buddhism originated. And here you can begin to see the great difference between an ethnic and a universal religion, the difference of perspective. Now, the ethnic religion is comparatively identified with, and the universal religion not identified with, a particular geographical area. In Judaism, Moses and the prophets are revered, but there's no one single founder of the religion. And of course, again, Judaism, like Hinduism, stresses collective values. It emphasizes the importance of the family. Traditionally, in Judaism, you can't be a rabbi, you can't be a religious teacher, unless you're married, unless you've got a child, at least one child, we're told. And on the whole, there's no such thing as conversion to Judaism, certainly not in the old days, even though this seems to be changing now, especially in the United States and among what are called Reformed Jews, though not among the Orthodox Jews. Now, Christianity. Christianity, of course, is obviously a universal religion. So far as the actual teaching of Christ himself is concerned, it's not a group religion. Christianity addresses itself to the individual. It's not confined to any particular area, not confined to any particular culture. And we know that it's spread over practically the whole earth. It has, of course, a single founder, Christ. And of course, one cannot really be born a Christian. One becomes a Christian, strictly speaking, by virtue of a spiritual rebirth. And the rite of baptism is only a symbol of this process. Christianity, in the sense of the teaching of Christ, affirms individual values. And we may say that Christianity positively attacks group values even more vigorously than Buddhism itself does. We find, for instance, Christ saying that if a man is not ready to give up mother and father, then he's not worthy to be his disciple. And then again, we know that well-known episode, when his mother stood at the door and his attention was called to that. He went to her and he said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" He cut off connection completely from mother, from father, from family, from tribe, and his true family was the family of those who were following his teaching, his spiritual brothers and spiritual sisters, his spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. No need, I think, to insist on these points. Christianity, we may say, is clearly a universal religion in the fullest sense of the term. What has been made of it in the course of centuries is, of course, a different matter. Islam. Islam is a universal religion with some ethnic features, has a single founder, Muhammad. It's not confined to any particular locality or identified with any particular culture. And it's spread practically all over the world. And on the whole, Islam stresses individual values, even though in Islam, the individual is not entirely emancipated from the group, especially not emancipated from the family. There's no monastic life in Islam, for instance. But there are some mitigating factors. In Islam, the head of the family enjoys freedom to the extent that the family submits to him unconditionally. But this is not, we may say, really true freedom, because it's based upon the submission of other people, not on one's own free individuality. Now, there are many other religions that I'd like to comment on, especially, for instance, Manichaeism. But there's no time. But I must just barely mention the religions of ancient Greece and Rome and of the Teutonic and Celtic peoples. None of them have special names, but of course they are all ethnic religions.